You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Every summer, heartbreaking and preventable deaths happen when children are left alone in hot cars. More than 600 U.S. children have died that way since 1990, according to the nonprofit safety group Kids in Cars. Responding to this crisis is entrepreneur Julie Yang. In creating Cool Carrots, Julie remembered the tough time she had when placing her daughter Remy in a hot car seat in Arizona. After running to every baby store and scouring the internet for a car seat cooler, she found herself making her own product. Julie is here today to talk about her invention and to inspire other parents to follow their dream in entrepreneurship. Julie, welcome to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Certainly good to have you, and very inspiring story here. So first of all, tell our listeners, what was your inspiration behind creating Cool Carrots, and how did you come up with the concept?
As you mentioned earlier, my inspiration was my daughter. Living in Arizona is very hot here, and I don't know the numerous times that I've burned myself getting into my car seat, or into my seat, and it never really crossed my mind until I had a little infant daughter, and when I went to go put her in her car seat, I realized how hot it was. At the time, my parents even had like a little convenience store, and I took her car seat into their cooler, their walk-in cooler, and I tried to even cool it down at that point, and it was just so hot that that wasn't even doing the trick. So I was very desperate as a parent, and I needed to find a solution.
What ages is Cool Carrots best for?
It is intended for infants and small children in booster seats and car seats, but however, I did find myself using it for my seat as well, and it prevented myself from getting burned. Eventually, it is for all ages, but it is mostly geared towards infants and small children.
Can you give us a feel for what you were doing or what you did before becoming an entrepreneur?
I actually grew up in an entrepreneurial family background. My parents always owned small businesses. So I kind of had a base for that. My adult life, I've worked in all spectrums of sales. So I was in real estate, and I worked in corporate America in sales, and that's where my background was.
Today we're joined by Julie Yang, the founder of Cool Carrots, that provides cooling mechanisms for the summer heat to help keep infants and small children from getting burned and staying cool, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, let's face it, Cool Carrots is certainly an original name. Where did you come up with that?
The name Cool Carrots was inspired by my love for diamonds. So carrots is part of the measuring tool for a quality diamond. And like diamonds, I wanted my product to reflect the coolness and quality and a love a diamond represents.
And where do you see the company a year from now?
A year from now, I see my company, we are working on other cooling products for children, but I really want my car seat cooler to be a household product and a safety product that parents can use year-round or even in all spectrums in terms of for themselves or even for their children. But I hopefully see it in every household.
That's certainly a great vision. Now, as you, in creating Cool Carrots, you had scoured the internet and stores and whatnot to find the product, and you ended up creating it yourself, which formed Cool Carrots. So I would think that the competition is very sparse, but what would you say to any competitor? I mean, what makes your product different from any of the competitors that may be out there?
My product is different than any of the competitors because it is the only grab-and-go car seat cooler. You know, as a mom, I'm trying to grab like a million things, you know, the treats, water bottles, anything, even my bags, and I just wanted something where I can just grab and go. So I didn't want even the competitors we have somewhere you have to install your own gel packs in. I don't have time for that. I just wanted something that was very easy, convenient, and it is the only car seat cooler with our CoolTech, which actually maximizes the coolness of the car seat cooler because of the heat. You just want to have frozen the longest, and it stays up to 8 hours.
Certainly is inspiring, and you took a need and you put it into the marketplace. Certainly a need for not only the markets, but for these small children under the circumstances in the heat. Where can one purchase the product or products, and what is the retail price?
Currently, we have our website, which is www.coolcarrots.com. We are also featured on Zulily, as well as Bumblebee and Amazon. So we have different retail online retailers that parents can purchase. We are retailed at $59.99, but we are also running a pre-summer special right now for 20% off.
You certainly can't beat that. Julie, certainly phenomenal, and certainly has been an honor to have had you as a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN today.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Julie Yang, the founder of Cool Carrots, that provides cooling mechanisms for the summer heat to help keep infants and small children from getting burned and staying cool. And for more information and to purchase the products, it's coolcarrots.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.